Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, Brand New Banging and I Am Rappaport's stereo podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's Brand New Banging I Am Rappaport stereo podcast, he's back. The young shooter is back off of ankle surgery, back off of COVID-19 protocols, and we are breaking down. We are breaking down our top 10 sickest fucking documentaries ever. The Sick Fuck documentary episode is here. My top 10, his top 10. Hopefully we come up with a combination of 20 Sick Fuck documentaries with me and the young shooter. Classic, iconic I Am Rappaport stereo podcast episode. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice. Start this puppy up with something real loud. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real proper. This is the Iggity I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Yes! Iggity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport stereo podcast is here. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the raging bullshitter, and we are back, boom, but back in the New York groove. I'm back in the New York groove. Yes, I Am Rappaport stereo podcast is here with, people are surprised, the part-time, sometime co-host with the most, the young shooter, Dean Collins, is here. He's joining us this time. He missed us a couple of times, missed us last week, but he's here. Deuce Pacino, back after ankle surgery and COVID-19. He's back. He's with us, and we are just so happy to have him. How are you, Dean? Glad to have you.
Thank you, man. I'm doing a lot better. Thank you so much for asking. It's been a fucking shitstorm of a month, and I understand why you call me the sometimes half co-host. Like, I'm there, I'm not there. I feel like that's warranted after the past couple times that I missed the podcast, but I did have a valid excuse. And anyway, yeah, I'm here, bro. It feels good to be back.
Well, that's good. We're glad that you're back, and we're glad that you're feeling good. You've conquered COVID-19. You're clear?
I'm not. I have to say, I tested last night. It's been like fucking a week. What am I saying? It's been a week, and I still am testing positive for it. I feel totally fine. I finally caught it. I caught that fucking monster. I thought I would avoid it. I was dodging the fucking bullets that were coming at me, but it hit me, and I have to say, I thought it was going to just be like a fucking cold and a little scratchy sore throat like all my friends have had. I haven't had anybody really complain about it to me, but I saw you in LA, and I was swallowing a lot, and I kind of told you, I said, throughout the day, I said, I feel like I'm getting sick. COVID wasn't on my mind at all. And then that next morning, I woke up with a horrible fever, body aches, I felt like I had growing pains. I was sweating.
Growing pains.
Yeah, like, you know, like when your legs are aching, like my legs were fucking aching. I was so uncomfortable. It was so fucking bad. It felt like a truck hit me, and it really, really got me. I have to say, it really fucked me up. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't get on my phone. I was in bed for 48 hours. I couldn't get up to go eat, to go to the bathroom. It fucked me up. I'm not going to lie to you, but it got better and better with each day. And I don't have like a lingering cough or any of that shit, but...
But you still have COVID.
But technically I have COVID. It's like, who the fuck knows, man?
But you're testing positive, so you're still in isolation.
I'm not in isolation. I will say that I'm not in isolation anymore. I have to live my life. I'm not in anywhere. I'm going outside. I'm driving. I'm going to dinner. I'm taking myself to sushi. I'm not going to fucking... I have to live my life. I mean, this whole thing is fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
So now you're an anti-vax. Are you saying you're an anti-vaxxer?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but you know, I got the fucking booster. And what good did that do me? What good did that do anybody? Because here we are. We all fucking got it.
So you're not an anti-vaxxer, but what are you?
I don't know. But would I join the protest of like fuck COVID and fuck this whole mask mandate and all that? Maybe.
Okay.
I might be on the front lines over there.
Okay.
But how are you doing? You sound pretty good.
Hold on a second. When you look in your camera, does it look fuzzy when you look at the picture of yourself?
Not in mine, but yours a little bit.
I look fuzzy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you look fuzzy to me.
I do? You kind of look fuzzy to me.
Well, I'm just telling you, you look fuzzy to me. Right now, you look fuzzy.
I don't know why.
Okay. Anyway, go back to the podcast. You could say, what were you going to ask me? What were you going to ask me about myself?
You look good. You look like you're glowing. Maybe you got some sun out there. You told me there was a monsoon the other day, but somehow you're looking good.
Yeah, it was monsooning in New York yesterday. I went out and it was like drizzling. And then when I was like up the street, it was literally like a fucking a monsoon. It was pouring rain. I had no umbrella. I had a light raincoat on. It got pissed through. I had puddles of water in my sneakers. I was so frustrated and so wet. And I was like, fuck it. And I just continued. I was like, I'm so wet that there's no point even going back home and getting an umbrella. I just had to go where I needed to go and do what I need to do and just get it all done. It was pissing down here in New York City. And yo, we're in September. The summer, has come to an end. Labor Day has come and went. And, you know, football season. I mean, it started last night with the Bills versus Los Angeles Rams, and now we have the first Sunday of NFL season 2022/2023, and we're here, man. We're here. It's I'm working out. I'm planking. I did my second five-minute plank ever. I did a four-and-a-half-minute plank this morning. 5 minutes is kind of like, oh, yeah, you just plank at 5 minutes. You know, I'm going to make another announcement when I do my third five-minute plank, and then probably I won't speak on it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like maybe just don't speak on it, like, because we've all had, it's just, you know, we saw the posts, I did my first ever five-minute plank, like, you know, just certain things you should keep to yourself.
And then I did another post that said, I did my second ever five-minute plank.
Oh, I must have missed that one, which is surprising.
You didn't see my other plank where I said, oh, I did my second five-minute plank in my life.
I don't know how I missed that because you've been really blasting it out there for everybody. We can't avoid it. It seems like no matter how much we try, we can't avoid seeing those posts. But we're happy for you. It's just like you're one of those guys now that just really fucking... We know that you're doing the 5-minute plank. You're really rubbing it in people's faces. Like, okay, I can't do the 5-minute plank, but look, I could do a 2.5-minute plank. I don't say that out loud.
But if I can do it,
everybody can do it. Right, I see.
If I can, that's my point. Because truly, when I say if I can do it, you can fucking do it. Because if I can get to a 5-minute plank, I'm telling you, anybody can get to a 5-minute plank.
Trust me. No shit, but you're not Tony
Robbins.
Well,
then why don't you do one? No shit.
Well, I could. If you want to...
Why don't you fucking do one?
I'm not going to do it right now on the podcast, but I mean, if you wanted to do that, like after the podcast, I could show you that I'm able to do that. I could fucking beat you in a plank. I just don't talk about it incessantly.
You could do a 5-minute plank?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look at me.
You just said you could do a 2.5-minute plank.
Yeah, that was like 6 months ago.
Have you ever done a 5-minute plank?
No, I haven't done. I think I might have in my life.
Nah, you'd remember that. That takes you to a place in yourself that I don't know if you're ready to go, my friend.
Tony Robbins. You're not walking on fucking hot coals, okay? We get it. You could do a 5-minute plank, all right? You're not fucking running marathons, okay?
No.
We don't need to see the fucking posts. We don't need to see any of this shit. We've had enough of it. All we fucking hear about it. And let me say one more thing before you keep going. Let me say one more thing that is on everybody's minds. And people are too afraid to tell it to you, I guess.
What is it?
I'll be the first person to say it. Burn those fucking socks that you're jump roping with. Burn those fucking socks. Because those socks are so goddamn hideous. They're nothing for you. You got them right in front of you, ready to go.
No,
I see them.
Because what? Somebody said to me, yo, Mike Rapp, those are dope diabetes socks.
100%. They are dope.
They're not socks. They're calf sleeves. Those are my calf sleeves.
I don't give a fuck what they are. They look like shit. You do videos where you film my legs and you're like, how could you walk out with shorts like that? I'm going to be a fucking friend and tell you those socks, those calf huggers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they look terrible. They age you 30 years. You don't need them. Your legs are fucking chicken legs. Put some fucking Nike sweats on like everybody else.
No, I need those. I have not gotten injured wearing my calf sleeves yet. And I hopefully will not get injured wearing my calf sleeves. It's been so hot out, I had to wear shorts and my calf sleeves. And if you don't like it...
Ugh, I hate it. They make me sick looking at it. It actually makes me... It does something to my stomach.
I hand wash them every time.
I don't need to know any of that shit. Who cares what you do with that? Who cares if you hand wash them? Fucking leave it out of the podcast, but keep them away from fucking people's eyesights, because they're hideous. I hate those fucking things.
That's what's up.
It's on some grandpa shit.
That is what's up.
Jump rope like a regular fucking person.
In an era where watching sports means making money from your couch, there's only one team to join. Captain Picks. Captain Picks was created to help break all bookies for beginning bettors or seasoned veterans. Strategy, expertise, bankroll management. By signing up for a daily, weekly, or monthly subscription, you receive an all-access pass to curated U.S. and global sports picks that are made by professional handicapping captains 24/7. Make money around the clock. This is a community built of men and women just like you who want to win but don't have time to attack the lines alone. Celebrate the one-year anniversary of Captain Picks by using promo code HBD at checkout for 30% off any subscription at CaptainPicks.com. Captain Picks, the time to win is now.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Just to do one final thing on either one of us.
Right.
Either one of our health situations. So you got the screws taken out of your ankle and the plates taken out of your ankle.
Not the plate. Just one side of my foot. I had some pins that were coming out of the bone and literally like poking out of my skin. And it's been giving me a lot of trouble, a lot of arthritis, a lot of shit. I got this injury 8 years ago. Everyone knows that shit. But I removed the pins. I'm finally walking now. I've returned the knee scooter. I've got rid of all that geriatric shit. And I'm back. The scar looks fucked up though. I sent you a photo of it. I mean, it looked, my whole fucking foot is completely bruised and the incision is disgusting, but I am walking and I'm doing a lot better and I'm ready to fucking get back out there and live my life.
You're all right. You're feeling good.
Yeah, but I mean, if fucking COVID on top of that shit while I couldn't move, I mean, it was just, it sucked, but I'm feeling good.
Well, COVID's not slowing you down because you said fuck it.
I did say fuck it. I'm not going to lie. I did go to maybe I shouldn't say all that shit on the podcast, but like, I keep it real. I keep it 100 and I did go on like a date with this girl, the girl that I'm seeing right now. I took her to a restaurant.
Oh, how's that going?
It's good. It's good. Everything is good. There's not.
How's that going?
Well, you know what's interesting is when I caught COVID, I was with her the night before. Like when I saw you, I wasn't feeling good. And she stayed over. And then that morning, I ended up driving her to school. She's 26, huh. By the way. She's not like a fucking 19-year-old girl. I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio over here. College. But I drove her to school with a like crazy fever, and it did. And what's wild about it is it didn't stop her from seeing me. She stayed with me during COVID for all those days, and I was like, damn, that is some commitment. That's a girl who likes me.
Does she didn't catch COVID?
Tested last night with her. Doesn't have it. It's like, it's so goofy and weird. Like,
how she don't have it yet.
No, it's been a week. She wouldn't have.
Fortunately, she don't have it yet.
She don't have it.
Listen, I kept saying to myself, and this is what I would say.
Yeah.
Because when I left LA, I had a little sore throat, and I said, if that little motherfucker.
You don't have to say little. You could just say that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, if that little motherfucker got me COVID,
yeah,
I'm going to kill that little motherfucker. That's what I was saying. I said, if that little motherfucker, gave me COVID, I'm going to get that little motherfucker and I'm going to kick his little ass. That's what I kept saying.
You ain't doing shit. Just like you ain't doing shit to Kevin Durant. You're not doing it shit to anybody.
Fortunately, what does that mean?
It means you're all talk. You're all fucking bark and no bite. You ain't killing nobody, motherfucker. You ain't doing jack shit to me. You're not putting your hands on me. I've matured. I've grown up. I've started to realize, like, you can't speak to me like that anymore, okay? You're not, I'm not gonna let you just continue to speak to me like that. I get a lot of DMs saying, this guy abuses you. This is emotional abuse. And I'm not taking it anymore.
Okay. Okay.
You're not putting your hands on this little motherfucker. And you don't have to say little before motherfucker either.
Oh, shit, man. Yes.
I'm not in a great mood today. I'm not in a... Like,
what's the matter?
I'm feeling fiery. I've got road rage. I got a lot of things wrong with me, okay? I got a lot of fucking issues.
You better watch that road rage.
I know. I've been good about it.
You better watch that fucking road rage, homie. You better watch that fucking road rage because you have... I've told you out there, like, yo, you need to chill.
Yeah, you're right. No, I have. I've chilled. I've gotten in situations like... People have, like, done the gun sign to me with their fingers, like, pop, pop. And I stopped talking to people after they started doing that. It scares me.
Because you got fucked up road rage.
Yeah, like, some guy brake checked me, like, a while ago. And, like, I almost fucking, like, he brake checked my ass. And I almost hit him. And I pulled up to the side of him. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And he said, I wanted to see what your face would look like in your steering wheel. And I was like, I'm going to pop your fucking tires if you keep doing that. I didn't say I said it in my head, but I thought, all right, I'm just
right.
going to slow down.
You said
down.
It in
chill.
Your fucking
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said it, but anyway.
Yeah, you said it in your fucking head. All right. Before we get to what we came for in this documentary, because a lot of people have been excited, a lot of people have been invested.
Yes.
A lot of people have suggested. We've gotten all the suggestions. This podcast today, we are going to break down each of our 10 sickest fuck documentaries of all time, part one. Because this is definitely going to go into a part two.
Yeah, for sure.
We have not discussed our lists with each other. We discussed not discussing them.
Yep.
I don't know what Dean's list is. He doesn't know what my list is. I want to give a shout out to Paul Wall. I want to give a shout out to all the people that have sent me suggestions. Did you get any suggestions from people?
I got some and they were very helpful. And I've really taken a lot of time, even while I was sick, to curate this list and really give the people an accurate list. I don't want to just come up with the latest docs that have come out in the past six months. I've really thought about over the years. I've done my research, so I'm very excited to see your list.
Okay, I've done the same thing. I've rewatched a couple of these documentaries. I've rewatched parts of a couple of these documentaries. I haven't been able to do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we love all things sick fucks. We love all things Murder, Doc, and Chill. Of course, that was the infamous log line that I came up with.
No. I came up with that in 2017.
I came up with Murder, Doc, and Chill.
No, you fucking didn't. I came up with Murder, Doc, and Chill, and I can't believe you're taking credit for Murder, Doc, and Chill. I came up with that. It's in writing, 2017. I came up with that, and then that spread like wildfire, and it seemed like the rest of the fucking world caught on to that Murder, Doc, and Chill. There's t-shirts about it. You made a t-shirt on it, and I saw $0 from the proceeds.
Well, you know why? You know why you saw $0? Because like I've said many times before,
people aren't buying.
You know, people are now saying, oh, Mike Rapp, you need to do a disruptive fitness t-shirt because Mr. New York out in France, he came up with a great design for that. And about three people said, do a t-shirt. We do the t-shirts and, you know, I mean, the fake Kurt Cobain t-shirt did okay, but not as well as I would have liked it to do. Not as well as the amount of work that it takes to get the t-shirt designed,
get the
t-shirt sent out. I'm like, listen, I would love to have a t-shirt business. We come up with buttersoft t-shirts. The designs are curated.
Yep.
And then people don't buy them. Like a few people do. But I'm like, fuck it. Fuck it.
I thought that was just going to be like a smash hit when we put those back out.
Exactly. But if people don't want to do it, you know, we came up with Murder, Doc, and Chill t-shirts. Yep. I mean, we've had great t-shirts, great designs.
Yeah, maybe
and people are, you know, and also the t-shirts themselves are butter soft.
Well, we know that. You know, it's not the quality, but maybe people are waiting for that disruption fitness line. Maybe they're looking for that fitness. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe people want those grandfather socks. The calf huggers might be like the best article of clothing that you could put out there potentially. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Okay. Nonetheless, we're getting to it. The 10 sickest fuck documentaries. If we have the same documentary We will say it and it'll be scratched off the list. This is not a competition. This is just for our, we love documentaries. We love sick fuck documentaries. This is just to share it with you guys. Should we do it in no particular order? You can't put them in any order, right?
I think that you could definitely put like, there should be like a top five or a top, I think there should be a top five in order. The rest maybe don't have to be in order, the other five, but I think that like, or a top three, you should know what your number one is. You should know what number two and maybe number three are.
Okay.
But that's how I feel about it. I could do it. You don't have to, but that's my list. I have it ready to go.
All right. Well, then let's do the top three.
But no, but shouldn't we start at the bottom? Shouldn't we just, let's start getting the ones.
Yeah, we'll start at the bottom, but then we'll do the final three.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good.
All right. I'm going to go. You want to go? You go first. This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week.
Sick fuck. She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
that
fuck.
That ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick fuck,
you. What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
I think I'm going to go with, number 10 or whatever it is. I would say, I would go with Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Wow, that's with, number 10.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's in order. I mean,
holy shit. You just said Mommy, Dead, and Dearest is not in your top three.
No, it's not. It's not in it's not in my top five.
Holy
shit. It's not in my top five. And that's the Gypsy Rose. That's the,
I have to take that off my list because that was in my top three. But go ahead, break down the Gypsy Rose documentary.
Mommy, Dead, and Dearest was...
excellent film. Holy shit, what a great film.
It was a documentary that ended up being really popular after the documentary because they turned it into a Hulu, miniseries or whatever it was, a series called The Act with Joey King and Patricia Arquette. But it's basically a documentary in 2017 with this woman named Dee Dee Blanchard, who was murdered by her own daughter, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, and Gypsy Rose's boyfriend, Nicholas Godejohn, who were accused of doing it. And it's a fucking wild ride. The daughter, Gypsy Rose, was like handicapped and sick and made to believe that she was sick, but her mother was making her sick. And what is that called? Munchausen by proxy, I think it's called.
Some wild shit.
Where the mom gets off on, having her daughter be really sick, and the daughter kind of...
And they were cheating the system, and I mean, the mother was like, they were at Disneyland, and they were all doing, Make-A-Wish and all this
all
kind
that.
Of shit. She wasn't at school. It's just a brutal, brutal, brutal sick fuck documentary, and I'm impressed and surprised.
Yes.
I have to take that one off my list, because I had that at top three.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go with another one for you, or...?
Yeah, I'm going to go with another one. All right, so my first documentary in my top 10 is the, I believe it was six-part ESPN 30 for 30, Made in America, the O.J. Simpson story.
That's a great one.
O.J. Simpson is one of the sickest fucks ever. This is one of the greatest documentaries ever, and it just articulates his whole life. It articulates the murders, it articulates who he was before he was OJ, how he became OJ, what it was like being famous OJ, and then it was what it was like turning into the sick fuck OJ. And it's so detailed and such a well-done documentary about one of the sickest fucks who continues.
It's crazy. He's on Twitter like, hey guys, it's me, the Juice. Like, as if nothing happened, as if you didn't fucking murder two people outside their homes in Brentwood. I mean, he's crazy. And if
he
I did it,
buck.
This is how I would do it. And he even, do you see that video where he's going, ree, 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 with the knife to the woman? He's crazy.
Yo, O.J. Simpson is buck wild.
For real.
O.J. Simpson is buck wild. And that Made in America documentary is incredible. And had me and had everybody on the edge of our seats when it came out. And what an achievement for a filmmaker about one of the sickest fucks of all time. So that I had as my first in my top 10, the Made in America documentary about the sick fuck O.J. Simpson.
That's not your first. You're saying that's like the last, right?
That's not your first. That's it, the number 10. I'm the only thing. I think everybody's clear on the rules. We're breaking down the top three.
clarifying the rules.
I think everybody's clear on the rules.
I guess I wasn't clear on the rules.
You weren't.
Everybody else happened to be.
Everybody else
on board.
Is Gucci.
Okay, that's fine. All right, well, I think that's a great one. That's not in my list. I definitely thought about it. Didn't make the list, didn't make the cut, but that's what makes this so special is that we don't know. We have no idea who's got
nope,
what.
We don't know.
And it's exciting. So
it's very exciting.
It is. I've really been looking forward to this podcast. I'm not going to lie. I've really been putting in the research here. So I'm going to go with number 9. This is something that you probably wouldn't even know. You wouldn't think that I would put this on my list. And I think a lot of people have not seen this documentary, but for some reason, it really captivated me, blew me away, perfectly executed. I'm going to say I, Sniper. I, Sniper was a Vice doc. I think it was on Vice, but it's it's about the DC sniper attacks of 2002. And I remember being 12 years old when that happened, and the DC sniper attacks were the gentleman and that young boy, Lee Malvo, who was like 14 years old or 16 years old, went on a spree, and the world was in a panic. They couldn't find these guys, and this is a docuseries that's told by Lee Malvo, the kid who went on that joyride and was pulling the trigger with that guy and how he was manipulated by that older gentleman. I forget his name, but that is a very, very well done documentary. It's a sick fuck documentary because the both of them were sick fucks. And that was a very scary time in America. I totally remember it. It was soon after 9/11 and the world was in a panic. They couldn't find these fucking people for like a month or whatever, and they kept killing people every day. But that is a very, very, very well done documentary. It's called I, Sniper. I highly recommend watching that.
Great choice. Great choice. Great pick. I'm going to go with my next documentary. I loved this documentary. Again, every one of these documentaries focuses on at least one sick fuck. And this particular documentary that took place in the 80s, in the 1980s, in New York City, in Brooklyn, focused on a few sick fucks. And I don't know if you ever saw it, but the star of it is a sick fuck who is a corrupt sick fuck. And the documentary is called The 7-5, about the most corrupt police department in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, during the 80s. And the cop, Michael Dowd, who, you know, he's in the documentary, extremely charismatic, extremely articulate, and it breaks down his corruption. It breaks down, you know, the drug dealers, they're in it. There's this one, like, you know, I think he's Colombian or Dominican kingpin. He's in it. These people are talking like they're sommeliers or something like that. Like they're chefs. Like they're just chatting and telling stories. And I did this and we gave this one a beating. And then, you know, this is what we set this person on fire. And, oh, we were going to kill this cocksucker and all that stuff. Excellent documentary, The 7-5. And that's my second pick for my sick fuck documentaries.
That's a really good one. Not on my list, which is also, it's great. I love that. That's a solid one. I remember that documentary, and that's, man, people should definitely watch that. That's a crazy one. I Am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to have to go with one that I don't think a lot of people know this one. It's one that I've seen maybe 8 years ago. It came out in 2013. It's on HBO. It is so fucking disturbing. It's called The Cheshire Murders. It has been in my head for so long. Ever since I saw it, it has been burned into my brain. It's called The Cheshire Murders, about a home invasion in Cheshire, Connecticut, which happened in 2007.
Oh.
And it was these two pieces of shit.
I saw this.
They invaded a residence of this family in Cheshire, Connecticut.
This is terrible.
It's terrible. And this family and their daughters, and they, you know, it was like, they said they were going to let them go. They ended up torturing all of them, raping the daughters, and they set the house on fire to burn all of the evidence. I mean, I could tell you, I mean, it is disgusting. It is so fucked up what they did to this family, and it is such a disturbing documentary, but it is absolutely up there of sick fuck documentaries to watch if you can stomach it. It's on HBO. It's called The Cheshire Murders. It's very hard to watch, but it is absolutely insane.
We didn't say that this was feel good movies.
No, it's not.
We said this is about sick fucks, true crime, and truly, truly deranged lunatics. Maybe we'll do another one about feel good movies,
right.
Our greatest feel good movies of all time, because I think people are gonna throw up after listening to this podcast. But also, you're getting, because you're deep diving, and I respect the list.
I'm deep diving, and you know what you're here for. You know what we're going down. Like, this is the list. It's the sick fuck documentaries, true crime of all time. This is like all time,
the sickest
for me.
Fuck of all time, part one.
Right, part one. So that's on my list, and that's a very disturbing doc on HBO. Check it out, The Cheshire Murders. What's number eight for you?
The next one for me is, again, this is a little bit more pop culture. You're deep diving, but it was just as disturbing, just as frustrating. Because, you know, one of the things I realize when you watch these documentaries, how frustrating they are.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, because the people are so sick, they're so deranged, you get frustrated watching them. You get frustrated how people could get caught up, you know, involved in these situations. Not victims, just people that sort of... But you understand, because most of these sick fucks, they're maniacal and they're great con men. And this is one of the greatest con men, one of the most sickest, heinous fucks of the modern day. And I have to go with Surviving R. Kelly, documentary that totally exposed R. Kelly for being the sick pile of shit that he truly is. Just years and years and years of manipulation and just taking advantage of young girls. And it's just one victim after another victim after another victim. And these women that came forward and they told their stories were very brave. And R. Kelly, you ain't never getting out of jail. You ain't never doing another concert. You ain't never singing Bump and Grind, I Believe I Could Fly. That the only thing you're going to be doing is when people in jail be like, yo, Duke, sing that song for me, homie.
My girl's
on the phone. Yo, sing for my girl, Robert. That's the only time you're going to be singing for a captivated audience, R. Clay, because you are a true, true sick fuck.
And you're a pedophile, motherfucker. You're a pedophile. You're a pedo is what you are.
Yes, sir.
That. I like that he's not getting out. That's tight. And that's another good one. Not on my list, but this is really good. I like that we're not having the same ones.
Yeah, me too. I like this. So we're hopefully coming up with like 18, 19 fantastic documentaries.
Moving and grooving right along over here. I have to say, okay, so now we're getting into it a little bit. Number seven for me, and this could easily be up there, but it's number seven for me. Came out in 2020, Netflix doc. Everybody knows the story. It's called American Murder, The Family Next Door on Chris Watts, the guy in Colorado who killed his wife and two young girls and put them in those gas, whatever the fuck those were, those oil tanks.
Right.
You know, you've seen all, there's nothing new in it, but you see all the archival footage, the body cams of the, you know, and he played it like, you know, it was like on that Gone Girl shit. Like, he played it like, oh, I don't know what happened to my wife. I don't know what happened to my daughters. And you could tell he was an absolute sociopath. And the whole reason was because he was having a relationship with another girl and wanted to just like annihilate his whole family. But what he did to his two daughters and his wife, it was so fucking disgusting and so goddamn disturbing. And Netflix made a really good documentary on it, American Murder, The Family Next Door on Chris Watts, that sick fuck who will never, ever get out of prison. And he deserves another everything. That's a really good one, too. So
strong list, my friend.
Yeah, that's seven. Now to your number six. We're getting it. We're almost down to the top five here.
Okay, my number six, I'm going to have to go. I rewatched this.
Okay.
The guy who turned out, again, this is another pedophile. Mm-hmm. And we don't make fun. We don't make light of that at all.
No.
At all. These are piles of shit. R. Kelly, this guy I'm about to talk about right now. Great documentary, well done documentary. And it was because of the family documented so much stuff. And then later on during the making of the documentary, they used all this audio footage and home recordings that they did. It took place in Great Neck, New York, right out there in Long Island, Strong Island, right out there, you know, where so many great people are from Long Island. But this family, a Jewish family from Great Neck, New York, some of the sickest fucks ever. We're talking about Capturing the Freedmans.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that.
Directed by Andrew Jarecki. Excellent film. I mean, the father, this is a family. It's a married couple. And the father gets accused of being a pedophile. And then they accuse one of his sons. And it's three sons. And you would never think, these are like the most sort of stereotypical, nebbishy Jewish kids with their Jewish father and their whiny mom. And it just twists and turns. And there's so much archival footage. And this is an iconic documentary, Capturing the Freedmans. And you never quite know who did what, who didn't do what. It is not easy to watch. Like any of these films, none of these films are easy to watch. They're all hard to stomach. But if you have not seen the Capturing the Freedmans, one of the great murder docs, one of the great, not murder doc, true crime docs ever made, just because of the storytelling and the characters. They are just characters. Mm-hmm. So the father gets accused of pedophilia, of raping kids. He's a school teacher. And then they accuse his oldest son of doing the same thing. And then there's accusations of the father molesting his kids. And it's just one twist after sick twist. And it's a great film, like I said, that's on HBO that I just rewatched. And my wife came in while I was watching. She said, what the fuck are you watching this for? And I was like, because I'm preparing for the, you know, you have to prep.
You have to prep. Otherwise, we can't give you, I mean, this is a, you know, it's a curated list here. You got to do your research. And that's crazy.
It's a curated list. This is a curated list.
And we take this very seriously.
We took it, and because you had COVID and a bad ankle, like, you better take it seriously.
100%. You know, we came prepared here, but that's a great one. I knew that was going to potentially be on your list. I was really considering putting it on my list, but there's a lot of sick fucks out there, and not everybody can make the list.
Oh, so, there's a lot of sick fucks out there, and you're right. Not everybody can make that list. That's why this is going to be part one.
Right. That's a great one, though, and shout out to that director. I have a feeling, Andrew Jarecki, I have a feeling his name's going to come up very soon in this podcast. on our list because he's that's not the only documentary that he's done on a sick fuck.
Oh, so, no, he's excellent.
Okay, so the next one I'm going to have to go with, and this, I really wanted to put this higher, but not everybody could get to that top three, top four. But the next one, it is so fucking well done. It's one of the most well-done documentary series I've seen. It came out not too long ago, maybe a year ago. Gotta have to go with The Night Stalker on Netflix. The Hunt for a Serial Killer. The Night Stalker. Sick fuck American serial killer Richard Ramirez, who was dubbed the Night Stalker in the Valley in Los Angeles. I think it was, yeah, it was in California, whose crime spree took place between 1984 and 1985. He was sentenced to death in 1989, and he is a true sick fuck. I mean, he kind of looked like a model in a way. And what was crazy was this guy was
Benicio del Toro looking motherfucker.
Definitely. And he kind of looked like a model. He charmed people with his charisma. He even got on the dating game. The dating game back in the 80s when that was a show. And he won the dating game. He was gonna go he was like a suitor on the dating game. But he's like one of the most notorious serial killers out there from California and all that shit. But that was such a well-done documentary. And that was very scary to watch. I remember during the pandemic watching that and being frightened. Like, I'd be like, I don't think I can watch this before I go to bed. I'm scared. And I was like making sure my doors were locked. Like, that's the effect that dude had and that documentary had. That could have been higher because it was so well done, but The Night Stalker is fucked.
I have to say, I totally agree, and I have to say, you beat me to the punch because I had that as my number two.
Damn, number two.
Sick fuck documentaries of all time because of the execution.
Yep.
Because of The Night Stalker himself, and because while I was watching it, it made me lock my doors.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a horribly disturbing documentary to watch, the Night Stalker documentary on Netflix about one of the sickest of all sick fucks,
100%.
Richard Ramirez. And shout out to the great Benicio del Toro. Sorry that you look like Richard Ramirez.
Yeah.
Or Richard Ramirez looks like you. I didn't mean to drag you into this.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, one of the great murder docs and just really well done. And the cops that were in it were really good. And it's just a very, very, very hard to watch documentary. And those guys are still frustrated by that case to this day. It sort of still haunts the police that were trying to capture Richard Ramirez. Great pick. I had it at number two in my list.
It could be a number two easily. I'm not surprised that it's number two for you. It's so fucking well done and it's frightening. And he is a true blue sick fuck. That guy is a real piece of shit.
A real, real piece of shit. All right, so my next one, I'm going with another classic, one that it was so good. I think when this came out, it was like, I don't know how many parts it was. I think it came out in 2004.
Oh, I know. This is mine. This was going to be mine, bro.
I remember watching this when we were doing The War at Home, actually.
Yep, I remember.
It was like, you know, 8 parts or 10 parts. And it was one of the first documentaries that just, you know, had multiple parts. We're going with The Staircase about that sick fuck Michael Peterson.
Yep.
And that killing, the killing of his wife,
Kathleen.
And this thing, what's that?
Killing of his wife, Kathleen, throwing her down the staircase.
Throwing her down the staircase. And you never quite know what the hell is going on here. And this is just one of these stories you're like, this is just handmade to be turned into a documentary and handmade to be turned into an actual series, which I didn't watch. Apparently, there's a series on HBO about it. But The Staircase, one of the most iconic and one of the first, multiple-part sick fuck documentaries. So well done. And, you know, we don't want to give spoilers here, but if you've never seen The Staircase and you want something to deep dive into, you should absolutely watch The Staircase, because even at the end, you're kind of like,
you don't know. You don't know what to think, but talk about commitment and talk about how long they put work into this. Like you said, I remember you mentioning this in 2004-5 when it came out originally, and then they picked it up again in 2013 and 2014. Like, they never stopped filming, and this sick fuck Michael Peterson, they were filming him in his home awaiting trial with an ankle monitor on him and talking to his lawyers, and you really see the preparation of the defense attorneys and how they're going to get him out of this. And it's just, it's there. You're there with him. He is in every frame. He's, you know, saying how he's innocent, but for some reason, two of his other wives were also thrown down the staircase. I don't know how that happens. What, talk about a coincidence. But the staircase is, I will say, it is the godfather of all true crime documentaries. It is the godfather. If you are going to watch anything, it, I mean, so much came from the staircase after that. I don't think without the staircase, I don't, you know, I mean, that is the blueprint for sick fuck documentaries and true crime series.
Wait, really, really way to articulate that.
Thank you,
it
man.
Is, it is one it of is. The blueprints of, I think you're right.
It is
really, really, really well done, and I appreciate that. Did you have that on your list or no?
It was literally what I was going to say next as a number five, I think, because it really is one of the greatest, and that's what got me to start watching true crime documentaries. The Staircase was it. That was the first of it, and that's what spawned it for me to just continue into that fucking passion of my true crime sick fucks. But that's a great one. We both share that on the exact same number. I would say number five. So now I think we're down to the top four, if anything.
All right. Well, you go and then I'll go.
Okay. I'm going to say this one, not a lot of people know about it yet. It's number four for me. It's something like the Cheshire Murders that really has been burned into my brain. If you've seen it, you will never forget it for as long as you live. It's really one of those documentaries. For as long as you live, you'll never forget this documentary. It's a one-off. It's not a docuseries. It's on HBO. It is so fucking disturbing. And it's called There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane.
I don't even know if I've heard of if there's something wrong with Aunt Diane. That sounds disturbing.
There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane is about a 2009... State Parkway crash. There's not much to it, but there's this woman who, she's an aunt, and she's like taking a bunch of kids to like, she's taking a bunch of kids to water or the river or whatever it is, and they're on this little field trip, but they have this surveillance where she starts acting very strange, and she stops at a gas station, and you can tell something is going on with her, and it's kind of an unsolved mystery, though. They don't really know what it was. They think that she was drunk or an alcoholic or something, but she was on security cam footage at the gas station, and she didn't know what the fuck was, like, something was up with her. Something was wrong with her. And she got back in this car and went miles on the opposite end of the freeway, driving with these kids in the car, and killed this entire family. And they show the graphic photos after the car crash of her. It's burned into my head, but it is a very compelling documentary, and it's very, very disturbing because you don't really know what happened. The family's kind of in denial, but if you're looking for something really disturbing and also captivating, and There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane is really fucked. So that
great pick.
I have to put that up there as a number four, and I want to hear your number four.
All right, well, I have to go with, this is another classic. Everybody knows the name, great title, came out at a great time, came back with part two, just kept going. There's been rap songs it's been featured in, referenced in because of the title. This is just white trash, sick fuck, city. I'm going with the Netflix classic. Again, these are all classics. So this is a docuseries, Making of a Murderer.
Oh,
Making
of course.
A Murderer, of course, about Stephen Avery and the killing in Wisconsin and its attempted murder and its sexual assault. And, you know, he was in jail, and then his nephew, Brendan Dassey. And these are all captivating, just regular people. But sometimes you put these regular people in front of a camera, you get a murder, some burnt evidence, and you have lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You have lightning in a bottle with these people, and everybody has seen it. If you haven't seen Making a Murderer, watch it. I think it's 8 parts, maybe it's 10 parts. It goes on and on. And to this day, you're another one of these where you're like, you just don't quite know.
Yeah, you don't. But that took the whole world by storm. When that came out, that was another, talk about a godfather of documentaries. I mean, that had everybody. That had people who weren't even into true crime fucking sit down and tune in and watch that documentary because of how captivating that was. But that's an excellent pick. It's not on my list. It should be.
Wow.
It's not on my list. It should be because it's...
Your list is strong, though, my friend. Your list is very strong,
amigo. I'm trying to think out of the box a little bit, but Making of a Murderer is... I mean, that should be on everybody's list. That's an absolute classic. So that's a good one.
And I feel like now we're at the top...
three.
But you had Night Stalker and Gypsy Rose was in my top...
Yeah, okay.
So we've had three, because... no, we've had two of the same. We've had...
Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
We had Mommy, Gypsy Dead, Rose. And Dearest. We had Night Stalker.
We had The Staircase.
We had The Staircase, right.
But that was... I mean, obviously we were going to have The Staircase. I mean, that's going to be on both of our lists, but...
I think this is the top two.
No, I think I'm going to do my third, and then it's top two for you, and then it's top two for me.
Okay, go ahead. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My third, and I mean, God, I would love to put this as a number one, but it's just not sick enough. But another and this is the last time I'll say it, but this is the Godfather that changed true crime documentaries. And one of the most jaw-dropping, might be one of the most jaw-dropping scenes to watch live. Because I remember watching this live and my jaw dropped.
Yeah, this is great.
I mean, you were in absolute shock and silence, but one of the best true crime, man, I have to say, I think it is the best true crime. I will go on the record and say, this is the best true crime doc. If you are going to dive into anything, if you want a true crime series, The Jinx.
Yep.
That's directed by Andrew Jarecki, who did the Capturing the Freedmans doc that
so
you mentioned.
Andrew Jarecki is kind of like the Francis Ford Coppola or the Martin Scorsese of true doc sick fucks.
Hands down.
I don't know if anybody's come back to back with two. No. And I got to meet him, and I got to sing him his praises in person. He's kind of like the Quentin Tarantino or the Scorsese of sick fuck documentaries. He's back to back.
He didn't even need to do back to back. He could have just done The Jinx and been the Scorsese of true crime docs, because The Jinx is an absolute masterpiece of a true crime docuseries. It follows.
And it really epitomizes documentary filmmaking because, like you said, you get information in real time, the same time that the actual filmmakers are getting information about the crime.
Exactly. And you know what? And I think that every single true crime doc that came after The Jinx, that's the blueprint. Everyone had tried to replicate what The Jinx was. It was the first docuseries. No, you can't, but it was the first docuseries where they had the opening titles were kind of cool and kind of made Robert Durst and like kind of look cool in a way. The music was cool. And everyone tried to make their docuseries like The Jinx. But if you haven't seen The Jinx, watch
it.
It's on HBO.
I want to rewatch The Jinx.
I can rewatch it anytime. It's too good. The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst, 2015 HBO documentary miniseries about New York real estate heir Robert Durst, a convicted murderer, and Andrew Jarecki directed the film starring Ryan Gosling called All Good Things, and that's how he got to start making this documentary, because Robert Durst liked the movie and said, I'd love to sit down for an interview. Sat down for an interview with him, gave him all the shit, and ended up implicating himself, and ended up, like, he solely went to prison and got caught because of things that he said that were captured on the microphone. And it is a wild fucking ride, that docuseries. 100%, that's the best.
How is the Ryan Gosling film?
Oh, it's shit. It's not a good movie, but it's all just a part of it. It's worth watching. And The Jinx, he is, talk about a fucking character, this guy, Robert Durst. Watch that. If you haven't seen it, watch The Jinx. It should be your number one thing to watch.
That was on my list, too.
So now we're top two over here.
No, we're top one, because that was going to be my top. You got two left? Wait, I have... One, I did it. Night Stalker. We did The Staircase. I did Capturing the Freedmans. I did The 7-5. I did The Jinx. I did Making a Murderer. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it's just the way we're counting. Because right, you did top two, but The Jinx was in my list too. So okay. I'll let you do again, and then we'll do number one.
Okay, all right, fine. Let me do one more, and then we'll do number one, because I think that you and I have the same number one. So let me go with my number two.
Okay.
My number two, talk about, this is, if you haven't seen it, this might be the most upsetting documentary I've ever seen, where you will be sobbing. I think it's in a lot of people's lists if you haven't seen it. It's called Dear Zachary. This is a documentary. This is one of the most heartbreaking documentaries I've ever seen in my life. It's called Dear Zachary, A Letter to a Son About His Father, a 2008 American documentary.
Terrible.
About this guy who directed it, his close friend, Andrew Bagby, who was murdered after Andrew ended a relationship with a woman named Shirley Jane Turner. And he gets murdered by this woman that he tried to end things with, but there's way more to it that happens throughout the documentary. And the documentary is for this man's son. And I'm not going to give anything away, but it is one of the most heartbreaking documentaries you will ever watch. And if you can stomach it, watch it. Dear Zachary, definitely check that out. So that's my number two. And I think that you and I, for number one, I mean...
Listen, I think you and I are going to get the same number one. So I'm just going to take the floor here for a second, if you may.
Please.
If The Staircase is the godfather of true crime documentaries, the number one on our list... It's kind of like the Goodfellas of true crime documentaries.
Of sick fucks, though. This is a real, not just true crime. This is the number one of sick fuck documentaries out there.
Yeah. This has everything.
Everything.
This has footage. This has sick fucks. This has good guys. This has bad guys. This has, you know, incredible characters on both sides. It has surveillance footage. It has home footage. It is not for the meek.
No.
I think we know what number one is. Number one for me and number one for you is don't
fuck with cats.
With cats. We talked about it on the podcast before.
Yep.
Don't Fuck with Cats is a masterpiece of sick fuck documentary cinema. It has twists. It has turns. It has footage. It has characters. It has antagonists. It has regular people doing irregular things.
Yes.
It has Body Movin'.
Shout out Body Movin', baby, because she is, man, how people need to be talking about her more still. Body Movin' is an alias by this woman, this Vegas woman, casino dealer, who fucking single-handedly found this piece of shit. It's called Don't Fuck With Cats, Hunting an Internet Killer. It's an online manhunt. It's literally about an online manhunt. It's this sick fuck named Luca Magnotta who is posting himself torturing cats and different animals, and nobody can find him. And he's starting to graduate to wanting to kill people, and it takes the internet by storm. And Body Movin', that's her alias, she is so upset, like everybody, she is so upset by the footage, and they show the footage. She's so upset by it that she takes matters into her own hands, and she's like, I'm going to find this motherfucker. I'm going to pinpoint where he is. I see there's an outlet that looks maybe European in the background of one of these sick fuck videos that he's posting, and she'll zoom in, and she'll find out who made the outlet, and there's a street lamp outside of his window, and she starts Google Mapsing it. Like, they are like, we're going to find this piece of shit, and we're going
to
catch him.
It was Body Movin' and a couple of other people that were like...
other people, but they beat the police.
They dedicated their life to finding this sick fuck.
And it is so satisfying when they do find this piece of shit, because you are watching this, and it is so fucking hard to watch, but this is a real sick fuck, and he posts disgusting animal torture abuse online, and it really upset a lot of people. And, and images that you'll never get out of your head, but if you can stomach it, 2019 Netflix docuseries... Online Manhunt, it has everything, and
excellent
it is
film.
A number one on both of ours, so that should say something. I don't know what else there is to say.
Well,
that's a part one.
That's part one, and we could have easily gone on. I want to commend you on the deep dive of your list.
You too, brother. Really excellent.
Thank you. I'll read off my list in no particular order. We have Don't Fuck With Cats, The Night Stalker, The Staircase, Capturing the Freedman, The 7-5, The Jinx, Making a Murderer, Gypsy Rose, Dead and Mommy Dead and Dearest. We have Made in America, the O.J. Simpson 30 for 30 masterpiece, and Surviving R. Kelly. Read your top 10 list, please, Dean.
My top 10 is Don't Fuck With Cats, Dear Zachary, There's Something Wrong With Aunt Diane, The Cheshire Murders, The Jinx, The Staircase, The Night Stalker, Eye Sniper, American Murder, The Family Next Door, The Chris Watts Story, and Mommy, Dead, and Dearest.
Excellent, excellent list. We suggest you watch these films and just know that when you watch them, these are not feel-good films. They are exactly what we've said they are. And what more can we do? We came, saw, we disrupted, came, saw, we brought the goods. Glad you're back. Glad you're feeling good. Glad you're out on them streets, walking on 2 feet, young shooter. Everybody's happy
you're
feeling good.
And DM us. Let us know what you guys think about these docs, or if you've seen it, if you've checked any of these new ones out, and what you think, and hopefully we can...
I'm off of DM suspension, by the way, so that's a big deal for everybody.
Slide in there. I'd love to talk to everybody about it.
Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud, but most importantly, take us out of here with something
real funky.
I am Rappaport, Stereo Podcast. We're out.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.